goals. Catherine then broke everyone into groups of two or three and asked each group to propose a list of results categories that might serve as the team's scoreboard. Don't quantify any of this yet, just create the categories. Within the hour, the group had generated more than 15 different kinds of results categories. By combining some and eliminating others, they narrowed them to 7: revenue, expenses, new customer acquisition, current customer satisfaction, employee retention, market awareness, and product quality. They also decided that these should be measured monthly, because waiting a full quarter to track results didn't give them enough opportunities to detect problems and alter activities sufficiently. Unfortunately, now that the discussion was turning back toward the business, some of the levity in the room seemed to evaporate, and as usual, it would be replaced by criticism. Martin began, "I'm sorry, but this is nothing new, Catherine. Those are pretty much the same metrics that we've been using for the past 9 months." It felt as if part of Catherine's credibility was diminishing right before their eyes. JR piled on, "Yeah, and none of it has helped us drive revenue. Frankly, I'm not sure any of these matter if we don't get a few deals closed and fast." Catherine was almost amused at the predictability of what was unfolding before her. As soon as the reality of business problems is reintroduced to a situation like this one, she thought, people revert back to the behaviors that put them in the difficult situation in the first place. But she was ready. "Okay, Martin, can you tell me what our market awareness goal for last quarter was?" Mikey corrected her boss. "We call it public relations activity." "Okay, fine." She turned back to Martin. "Can you tell me exactly what the PR goal was?" "No, but I'm sure that Mikey can. I can tell you what our product development dates are, though." "Okay, then just tell me how we did in terms of public relations activity." She directed the question at Martin again, making it clear that he ought to know the answer. He seemed puzzled. "Hell, I don't know. I assume that Jeff and Mikey talk about that stuff. But I'm also assuming that we didn't do very well, given our sales numbers." Mikey was remarkably calm, which only made her subsequent remarks all the more unpleasant. "Listen, I came to the meetings every week with my PR numbers, but no one ever asked about them. And besides, I can't get us any press if we don't sell anything." Though JR should have been more upset than anyone by the remark, Martin was the one to respond, and he did so sarcastically. "That's funny. I always thought that the purpose of marketing was to drive sales. I guess I've had that backward." Almost as though she hadn't heard Martin's remark, Mikey continued to defend herself. "I can tell you that the problems we're having are not due to marketing. In fact, I think my department has done remarkably well given what we've had to work with." Carlos wanted to say, "But your department cannot be doing well because the company is failing. And if the company is failing, then we are all failing, and there's no way that we can justify the performance of our own departments." But he didn't want to push Mikey any harder, sensing that his colleague might snap under the pressure. And so he let it go. As frustrated as everyone was at that moment, Catherine was sure that a much-needed melee was about to ensue. But just like that, the conversation came to a halt and died. "So this is how it works," she thought to herself.